The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 11th of March 2022, is Friday of the first week of Lent. We reflect together on the theme, the righteousness of a Christian. Many times we think that all the good that we do is stored up in a piggy bank somewhere in heaven. And when we go to the throne of judgment, that spiritual piggy bank will be a testimony of how good we have been on earth, and therefore would guarantee us a place in heaven. We are today being reminded that just as pride goes before a fall, so a feeling of complacency, because we believe that our spiritual piggy bank is full, may lead to a slip into vice and sinful life, a loss of faith, and the sin of presumption. In order to warn us of the danger in that sort of attitude, the prophet Ezekiel says to us in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21 to 28, "If the upright man renounces his integrity, commits sin, copies the wicked man, and practices every kind of filth, is he to live? All the integrity he has practiced shall be forgotten from then on, because he has broken faith." In other words, we cannot afford to slack or backslide in the practice of faith and virtues. We must be steadfast and persevering, never letting down our guard. Little wonder St. Paul admonishes us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2, "The man who thinks he is standing must beware that he doesn't fall." God is the source and origin of all the good that we do, and it is in fact our duty to do good. Hence, Scripture advises that we should not accept praise for whatever good we do. Instead, we should simply say, "I have not done anything more than my duty." Our mission in life is to be mirrors of God's goodness to His creatures. In the Gospel passage of today from Matthew chapter 5, Jesus expresses what counts as righteousness for those who are His followers, compared with what was obtainable among the scribes and Pharisees of His time. He says that our practice of holiness and right living must exceed the practice that is found among the scribes and Pharisees. This means that there was something wrong with the way the Pharisees and scribes conceived as righteousness, and Jesus wanted His followers to avoid their errors. The first of the errors of the Pharisees is external display of righteousness without corresponding depth. The second is arrogating holiness and good works to themselves instead of God who gives the grace. And the third being that their righteousness was detached, non-committal fulfillment of the prescriptions of law and nothing more. Christian righteousness must rise above all these defects and must be perfected in love, love of God and love of neighbor. Christian righteousness must be a constant and consistent avoidance of so as to live a holy and virtuous life. Dear friends, we are called to bear the fruits of a holy and virtuous life, one of which is the ability and readiness to forgive anyone who may have wronged us, no matter how much we may feel hurt. Jesus says, "Anyone who is angry with his brother or sister shall be liable in court and shall receive the same sentence as the one who kills." Anger is one of the most basic human emotions. By its very nature, anger involves antagonism. Everyone gets angry. The question is, how can we handle our anger in godly ways? First, acknowledge your anger before God. Do not pretend that you are not angry. Secondly, be slow to act when you are angry. Angry words spoken quickly are often later regretted. Thirdly, manage your anger by placing the source of the anger in the care of Jesus and in total surrender to whatever His word says in the scriptures. I pray that God will assist us to overcome anger in our lives. Today, Stations of the Cross will happen in all our parishes. Please create time to join in that devotion. May God Almighty bless you, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.